fresh out of the dentist chair. How are you, Kyle?
Oh, wow. My mouth feels great, Tony. Thanks.
I love going to the website, especially where the quote of the day is. And I got to read this. He changes his opinion as often as he changes his underwear, and sometimes with less reason. That comes from United States Representative John Dingell ripping on Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney for his Detroit News op-ed, which he defends his prior position on the federal government bailing out the auto industry 2 years ago. Mr. Dingell is not a Romney fan.
No, well, you know, all the Democrats don't want Mitt Romney as the nominee. And right now they see a situation where Mitt Romney is struggling in the polls in his own state. And they want to take advantage of this opportunity. They want to protract this Republican primary for as long as they can. And they also want to stick Romney with an L in his own state. I mean, in his home state. That would be an incredible embarrassment for this campaign that has really been seen as the inevitable nominee from the very beginning. You know, so yesterday John Dingell held a conference call with Mark Brewer, the Democratic Party chair, Governor Jennifer Granholm of Michigan, and some other dignitaries. And, you know, they're opening fire on Romney at a time when the person who's leading the polls, Rick Santorum, doesn't need to really go on the attack at all. I mean, his ads that are going to be running in Michigan this week are all positive. They're all just, you know, this is me and everyone thinks I'm great ads. To let the Democrats do the dirty work is really a great gig for him.
Received several emails and a phone message from folks who listen to the program who wonder why in the world legislators are focusing their attention on abortion as opposed to getting jobs and infrastructure and other issues in the state. But it is heating up when it comes to this abortion legislation. What do you know? I found it interesting that the Attorney General has gotten involved.
Yeah. Why are they focused on it right now? I don't know, Tony. That's a great question. I mean, I wish I could tell the audience why they feel the need to dive into the subject, but it's happening at the state and the federal level. I mean, obviously, you're talking about the instance with the Catholic hospitals and providing contraceptives, and Bill Schuette is interested in being one of the key attorney generals, or attorneys general, I should say, to go out and fight the federal government on this particular issue. We have a story in today's edition about how he's working with the Nebraska attorney general to file suit, that the compromise that Obama announced last week and the administration announced just isn't good enough. And he wants to challenge it in the Supreme Court. You know, even at the local or the state level here, too, we had a committee that was taking up legislation that would ban what is called coerced abortions. That's legislation that's been taken up in the past here in the state as well. I don't know the fascination, Tony. I know that Right to Life is a very powerful lobbying organization, and so is Planned Parenthood. And, you know, when those two collide, you know, legislation just seems to, you know, pop out of nowhere. It's kind of frustrating when the rest of the state is focused on obviously different issues, and that's certainly not one that most people think we need to be absorbing a lot of time with.
In this morning's newsletter, you write, transit debate cranked back up in the Senate. Tell us about that.
Well, in southeast Michigan, there's been a debate for at least 35 years on combining or doing some type of coordinated bus system in Detroit. You know, the Department of Transportation for Detroit has their bus routes for the city. And then in the suburban areas, there's SMART, and they run their buses, and they're not coordinated. And they all just, you know, run on their own time and their own schedule. Well, as part of his infrastructure and transportation improvement message, Governor Snyder wants to create a new coordinated organization that over time will bring in SMART and DDOT. And what he's looking at is using federal money to create like these fast buses that would operate in their own lane and could reach up to speeds at 65 miles an hour. They would trip green lights, and they would run from the city of Detroit, of downtown Detroit, up to Macomb County, over to Oakland County, and there'd be a route going right from the center of Detroit to the airport. And yesterday, the Senate Transportation Committee started hearings on these. And, you know, obviously all the big players are in support. I mean, they usually are. I mean, Oakland County and Macomb County and the city of Detroit if you make some changes. But, you know, it always just does seem to come down to politics, Tony. You know, you talk about the board that's going to be in charge of this new regional transit authority, and, you know, then it does become a suburban versus Detroit issue. How many members does Detroit get? How many does the suburbs get? You know, how do you divvy up the power, and how do you figure out what it takes to pass a vote? You know, does it take a not unanimous, or does it take a majority? You start getting into those issues, and it just bogs down, and it's really why we haven't had an agreement for 35 years.
And Kyle, I would imagine many folks on the education committees in the House and in the Senate are going to be a little disturbed by that report in the Detroit News, which was mainly from information from the Michigan Department of Education. But 48 school districts in Michigan are on the watch list and in trouble financially.
Yeah, actually, yeah, we had a story on that a couple weeks ago. We had that list and published many of those schools that are on the watch list. And, you know, and also 11 of those districts are in a situation where they could be go through that process of emergency financial review. You know, that's a striking number as well. You know, the Board of Education met yesterday to talk about those 48 schools and mentioned that that list could only get bigger, and they're worried about that if the education funding stays stagnant in the state, as, you know, many folks feel that Snyder's budget does. You know, there's debate whether Snyder's budget really does increase education funding 1 or 2.5%. And so it's a subject that the legislature is going to have to deal with this year. They're going to have to do something to increase funding for education, if for no other reason to help the PR that they're actually doing something, because 48 schools could easily turn into in number twice that if they don't watch it.
You want to read this and other stories, go to mirsnews.com. Lots of great information. Kyle, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Tony.